friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Dan Menigan is in today for Jeff. We are getting set for Sunday's game against the Ravens. You'll be able to watch that game on CBS. Tom McCarthy and Ross Tucker, our favorite Brown that was here for a training camp of all time. So Tom McCarthy, you know, he stepped in when we were trying to figure out what was going on, and our thoughts and prayers still for Jim Donovan and what happened. Tom did a great job stepping in for the folks here in Cleveland as he did some play-by-play for the Browns along the way, and we always appreciate his time. He is Tom McCarthy, and he is on the Fan Hotline. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Doing, Tom.
I'm great. Great, guys. What's going on?
You are. Man, you're in the hot seat this week with Browns fans who are going to be listening to every word you have to say because the Ravens decided they wanted to celebrate their 30th anniversary shoplifting the team from Cleveland, my friend.
You know, it's funny because, you know, we were talking to them about that, and I know I know that they planned this even before the schedule came out, so they had all these different, you know, things set up, and then all of a sudden it was the Browns that were the home opener, so I'm sure they thought, oh, man, maybe we should, but there's nothing they could do about it again. So
and I want to remind our listeners that will be listening to you on television as well that Tom has nothing to do with the bump shots. Tom is there to make sure that, you know, everybody knows what's going on. It is not a reflection of how he feels about the Browns. He's doing, you know, what the producer's putting on the air for him. So, because you realize that every time they show anyone that played for the Ravens over the last 30 years, Browns fans are going to be like, oh!
Yeah. No, listen, I get it. I mean, it is emotional. It there's no doubt about that. But, you know, these games have been pretty good these last couple of years, So let's hope it can live up to it.
Yeah, just remind Ross every time that he played for the Browns, even if he didn't make it to a game, he still played for the Browns. And that's how we'll always look at him.
His story about that is actually very entertaining. So hopefully he'll tell it a little bit, too.
He's awesome. All right, so let's get into the game. We got two teams that found unique paths to lose week one.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts?
Well, yeah. I actually thought the Browns played really well against the Bengals, and it's a shame that they didn't pull that one out, quite frankly. You know, obviously they outdistanced them in a lot of statistics, and, you know, I thought the rookies played really well, which is awesome. And, you know, the Ravens game, I mean, they were up 15. I mean, it's 17 double-digit fourth-quarter losses for John Harbaugh, but he's also been in a lot of those games where they've been up by double digits, so right. That says a lot for them, too. I'm looking forward to the division. I'm looking forward to see, you know, whether Quinshon plays, you know, what his deal is. I think Dylan Sampson played really well. I thought he looked excellent. I thought Fannin looked really good as well. So, you know, and Joe coming back to Baltimore is also part of the storyline too.
What impressed you most watching the defense of the Browns last week go up against the Bengals?
I thought the couple things that I thought were really impressive. I thought that Carson played really well as the, you know, in the middle there. I thought he showed not only season, he showed experience for a rookie. He was right around the ball the whole time. I thought that was really good. I thought the pressure was good on Burrow. Obviously Miles is in a league of his own, and I think he's able to do a lot of different things. But I thought they did a nice job. I mean, Burrow's not easy, you know, and I know that when Miles hit him, he did complete that pass, but you're still in his grill all the time. To me, you know, not having JOK out there, the fact that Carson was able to play the way he played, I think went a long way to sort of, you know, help everybody realize that he's got some ability. I thought Mason played well at the D-tackle position. You know, so I think that's good. I think that's something to build on as they go into this. It's going to be a tougher task, obviously. You know, it's tougher to tackle Derrick Henry. It's tougher to make sure Lamar stays in the pocket. But I think that they showed some really good, you know, abilities in the first game.
Tom, can you touch on the storyline of the Browns as far as rookies are? I mean, we could see, you probably will see at least five Browns rookies in significant or starting time between Harold Fannin, Judkins, Sampson, Mason Graham, and Carson Schwechter has been lighting it up.
Yeah, I think that I know it's frustrating that they keep sort of turning things over and playing all these rookies, and you're hoping that it stabilizes eventually and they get themselves some season and they stay for, you know, 4 or 5 years and they're part of something great. But I think I do think that they drafted well when it comes to the defensive part of it with Graham and Schlesinger. And I do like, you know, what they did on offense with Dylan. I mean, he's the youngest player in the league, and I know it's, you're playing against a really seasoned team with the Ravens, but if they can show the same ability they showed against the Bengals, then it's going to be competitive.
Tom McCarthy joining us. You'll hear him on CBS's call of the Browns-Ravens game, 1 o'clock on Sunday on your local CBS affiliate. Tom, the defense of the Ravens, is it a concern, or is Josh Allen just a superhero?
I think Josh Allen's a superhero, quite honestly. I really do. I mean, I do think there's a concern only because they have two rookie. Well, they have a rookie and a third-year player basically playing next to Roquan Smith, sort of rotating. But I still think their defense is really good. I mean, it's a lot of yards to give up, though. I mean, last year they were ninth in the league in points scored against. They were first in rushing yards against. And then they give up 41, and they give up 108 on the ground, and they give up 389 in the air. I just think it's Josh Allen. I think the concern is they're on the field for 37 plays in the fourth quarter and 87 plays overall. That's a lot. I don't know if the Browns can sustain that same, you know, sort of level.
And what are your thoughts on Joe Flacco this week? It was weird because Jeff and I were sitting around and talking. We're like, man, Joe has not played in Baltimore since he played for them. I think it's it's a crazy stat. And, you know, you can kind of reflect back on last week, too. But Joe's got to have some emotion going into this thing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, he doesn't always show emotion. I mean, he's never done that. I mean, that's why he was called Joe Cool when he played for the Ravens.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he has to. I mean, it's also the 30-year anniversary, and he won them a Super Bowl.
We forgot about that.
I just went back and looked at some of his numbers from that Super Bowl year. But yeah, he's got to have some emotion. I mean, all of his old teammates are going to be there on the sideline. And he's going up against a defense coordinator that was his teammate. You know, and he's still playing. I think it's awesome that he's still playing. I think it's just unbelievable.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
What do you take, like, I'm still trying to figure out with this Browns team and how everything seemed to go wrong with it, like, and I shouldn't even say wrong, and especially it's just like the kicking side of this, like, and I'm seeing kickers miss all over the place, Tom. Is this an epidemic going around the NFL, or is this just something we're so honed in on because we're in Cleveland?
I think you're honed in on it because you're in Cleveland, honestly, but I do think that there are guys that are missing. I mean, I did the Saints and the Cardinals game the other day, and there was a huge miss in that game. It was a block, but it was also, there was a miss too. And again, it's youth. I mean, Andre is a second year player, but you know, the Ravens have a rookie kicker. The Saints had the groupie kid from Notre Dame. I do think that there's something to the first week of the season. I think you see some of these hitches for some guys, even beyond the kickers. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that it's the first week of the season, even though most of these guys kicked in the preseason.
All right, Tom, we're going to let you go. I just want to remind Browns fans that when we see the anniversary stuff for the Ravens as a part of it's not Tom's fault. After me, Cleveland. It's not Tom's fault.
No, it's not my fault.
Tom is a good guy. We've had him call Browns games before.
It was awesome to work with calling a Browns games. I have to admit that part too.
A great teammate for us at the Browns Radio Network, and we won't forget that every time the producer throws a video up there and stabs everyone in the stomach here in Cleveland. Just so you know. Not Tom's fault.
It's not my fault. It's Ross's fault. Ross Tucker's fault.
Perfect. All right. We can't because he wore a Browns jersey. It's very hard, even though he didn't get to do it during a game. Maybe you'll get him to tell the story again during the game. That'll be awesome.
I'll try to. Yeah, I'll try to.
Hey, Tom, best of luck. Break a leg this week. And, of course, we always respect you. And thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Soon.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.